Well, the Australian share market looks like it's going to be running into some headwinds in opening trade on Tuesday. Local SPY futures ended the after-hour session a short time ago with a loss of 16 points. That's a decline of about 0.25%. So this reflects the weaker tone that we saw in Northern Hemisphere markets more generally last night. Not only are markets contending with a surge in energy prices, they're doing it at a time when there is moderating growth in the bigger picture. And we saw more evidence of that once again overnight. So the latest iteration in relation to the moderating growth tone in the US economy was the Empire State Survey of Manufacturing Activity. This doesn't get talked about as much as it used to in the past. It's a survey of manufacturing activity in the New York State area. But the value here is that it dovetails with the broader picture of what we're seeing when it comes to a slowdown in activity. So what we saw in particular was that shipments, according to the Empire State measure, were at their lowest levels in 3 years. The only bright spot was the employment index, which recovered out of negative territory. But it also speaks to the weakness that we saw in Chinese activity only yesterday, with figures on retail sales, industrial production and investments all below market expectations. So this is one thing, but when you're having to deal with higher input prices, such as energy prices at the same time, then you're dealing with a slightly more complex set of circumstances. So to that end, money was moving into safe havens out of stocks. We saw a solid rally in US Treasuries. They were down in the order of around 5 to 6 basis points across the curve from around 2 to 30 years. And at the same time, we saw a rally in gold prices, which were up by about 0.5%. Elsewhere, as far as the local picture today is concerned, we'll be looking forward to the weekly measure of consumer confidence, according to ANZ and Roy Morgan. There'll also be the minutes from the last RBA board meeting. And then in addition to that, the ABS will be releasing its quarterly numbers in relation to home prices, which are a little bit dated, but they're still valuable as far as the broader context is concerned. As I said, SPY futures are indicating that the market will be down by about 0.25%. The Aussie dollar actually holding up reasonably well given the cross currents that are currently at play. It's trading around 68.7 US cents.